Hello and welcome. This is the second part of the Red Riding Hood series. And you should have listened to the first part. And if you have listened to the first part, you should pretty much know what to expect. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Also keep in mind, this file is an orgasm trigger, so make sure that you have sufficient privacy. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax and let go. Take a deep breath in, let it out, begin to relax, focusing on my voice, make yourself really, really comfortable, letting go of your body, focusing more and more, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too. The warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp. Everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed. As the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation. Relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed. And the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body It's growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go. The anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves. As your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts. As you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words, as you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake, just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time to experience the second part of the Little Red Riding Hood story. Like in the first part, you will always be safe. If at any point this fantasy becomes too intense or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, realize that it was just a fantasy, just a story, and will be back to normal. Should at any point this become too intense or the experience becomes negative for you, you will instantly wake back up, be back to normal, and know that it was just a fantasy. So you will be always safe, and because you know you're safe, it's easy to immerse yourself into the story. Like in the first part, you will find that you deeply immerse yourself inside the story. And with every word I say, with every breath you take, you will go deeper and deeper into the story, immersing yourself, experiencing it, just like you experience a dream, where the dream it feels absolutely real for as long as you are dreaming it. And when this fantasy is over, you will remember every detail, vividly and realistically, just as if you have really experienced it, just like a dream. With every word I say, you will immerse yourself deeper and deeper, allowing yourself to dive deeply into the story, deeply into the fantasy. And just like with the first part, when the wolf says, "Come for me," you will have a strong, intense orgasm. It will just happen, easily and automatically, without you having to do anything. He will say, "Come for me," and you will just have an orgasm. Just like that, your subconscious mind knows exactly what to do to make you have an orgasm. And it will happen. It will do it. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you can do to help it, to stop it. It will just happen. When the wolf says, "Come for me," you will have an orgasm. And now, allow yourself to get back into the story, to get back into the fantasy, deep into the forest, taken by the wolf, aroused by the wolf, feeling so submissive for the wolf, fucked by the wolf, read by the wolf, and then you faded out into orgasmic bliss. And now you're slowly, ever so slowly, coming back, your mind starting up again, thoughts flooding back into your mind, and you experience a moment of panic when you realize what had happened, when everything comes back, when everything replays inside your mind, how you sucked the wolf, how submissive you felt to the wolf, how he fucked you, how he bred you. You feel some panic swelling up, opening your eyes. But then you look at him standing there in front of you, and you feel calmness flooding your mind. You feel peace. You feel a sensation of safety flooding your mind. He's here. He's still here with you. Everything is all right. You feel submissive sensations flowing through your mind, looking up at this wonderful wolf, and he's looking down at you, his eyes staring down into you, a smirk on his face, as you try to stand up, getting up, your legs are shaking. As you look at him, you still feel so weak, so submissive. And he's looking at you, with his hunger in his eyes. He comes closer, and then he has your hand around your throat, pushing you back, your back up against a tree. He's holding you there, his hand clamped around your throat, and you feel so weak, you feel so submissive, you feel so powerless. Your limp body just hanging there, helpless, only held up by his paw around your throat, only held up by his control. You feel so weak, just like a ragdoll, hanging there, his eyes boring down into you, staring deeply into you. And then you feel the back of his other hand, the fur on the back of his hand, rubbing over your pussy, and the sensation is amazing. His soft, warm fur causing a sensation you have never known. You feel new lust exploding inside of you. New heat, new need, new desires, new cravings for him. You feel the heat, the burning heat from your loins, leaching into the rest of your body. You feel your whole body being turned on. Lust and desire spreading into your entire body as you look into his eyes. As you lose yourself in his eyes, the lust is increasing more and more. You hear distant moaning, whimpering, not even realizing it's you. As he keeps stroking his soft, warm fur over your pussy, leaning in to kiss you, forcing his tongue deeply inside your mouth, invading your mouth with his tongue, completely taking away your breath as he keeps kissing you for a long time, forcing himself into you while he keeps stroking your pussy, while wave of wave after wave of pleasure, of lust, of heat explode into your body from your burning loins, still forcing his tongue into your mouth, still taking your breath away until you see stars, until you almost fade out. And when he finally lets go, you're gasping for air, deeply inhaling his pheromones, your head becoming lighter and lighter. You feel even more helpless, even more controlled, even more desire taking over your body, taking over your mind, consuming your will. Looking into his eyes again, you can see he's becoming more and more fearless, he's becoming more and more roused. You can see the animal inside him, the predator inside him, taking over. And then he's letting go of your throat, grabbing your hair, pulling your head back so your neck is exposed, so your throat is exposed. And then you feel his tongue licking over your throat, flickering over it, feeling your pulse. And then you feel his teeth. You feel his teeth, his canines digging into your throat, gently pressing down onto your throat. A wild mixture of fear and lust is exploding inside your mind. You know he could just bite down, he could just kill you. But you enjoy surrendering yourself to him, giving yourself to him completely, showing him that you are his to take, showing him that he owns you. And you feel his hot breath against your throat, he's breathing harder and faster. You can feel that it excites him, that he enjoys your surrender to him, that he enjoys the power he holds over you, that he enjoys having your life between his teeth, your life in his hands, that you are his and his alone. You can feel him breathing harder, you can smell his arousal, and then you feel his erect cock pushing up against you. You smell the pheromones, the musky scent becoming much, much stronger, you feel your head getting light, you lose yourself in lust as his teeth are on your throat. His life is in your hands and you willingly give yourself to him completely and totally, surrender yourself to him totally. He has you, he owns you, he controls you, and you know it. You're his bitch. Your head is spinning with a mixture of lust and pheromones and submissive desires and his control. You feel his hot breath against your neck. You can feel him fighting with the predator inside of him. Fighting to stay in control, fighting the urge to bite down into your neck, drinking your blood, giving in to his predator urges. And you just accept it. You just surrender to him completely and totally and fully. But then he lets go of your throat. Looking into your eyes again, you see the wild, feral side blazing in his eyes. You feel the lust in his eyes. And as he lets go of you, you just sink to your knees. Like a puppet whose strings have been cut, you just sink powerless to your knees. And then you see his cock right there, right in front of your face. You see a little bit of pre-cum dribbling down his cock, and without even thinking, you start sucking it, you start licking it, licking up all the pre-cum. Greedily swallow it all down, greedily sucking his cock, instantly feeling the cum invading your mind again. And you're barely aware, just in the back of your mind, how addicted you've become. How addicted you've become to his control, to his cock, to his cum, to him. As you suck greedily, as the incredible need and heat in your pussy, the throbbing, the desire, the craving to feeling inside of you grows stronger and stronger and stronger again. You need him so much. As you keep sucking his cock helplessly, completely addicted, you realize there's nothing you can do. You will just keep sucking his cock until he stops you. You're too addicted to stop. You're too helpless to stop. You're too deep in his control to stop. Feeling all of his pre-cum rushing into your mind, flooding your mind, taking away your thoughts, taking away your will, changing you further and further. Controlling you, taking you over, you feel it, you feel the pressure in your head, you feel the changes in your mind, but you don't care. You just keep sucking his cock wild, helplessly, completely lost in his control, completely lost to him, completely addicted to his cum. There's nothing you can do to stop it. But then he's finally pulling you off his cock, And you're hoping with every cell in your body that he's going to fuck you now, your pussy. Craving him so much. The desire almost unbearable, burning you up inside with need, with heat, with lust, with desire, with craving. You need him to fuck you, but instead he grabs you on your throat again, pulling you up again, pushing you against the tree, looking deeply into your eyes. And then you feel the back of his hand on your pussy again, gently rubbing over your pussy, causing wave after wave after wave of pleasure to flood from your pussy into your body, wave after wave, with every touch, with every stroke of his hot, soft fur over your pussy, turning you on more and more, arousing you so much. Your pussy is burning for him, is needing him, is craving him. Your whole universe is focused only on him. You need him to fuck you, you need him to fuck you so much. The desire even stronger than last time. You need him to fuck you, you need him to use you, you need him so much. But there's nothing you can do but endure it. Endure wave after wave after wave of pleasure that is so intense it's almost agonizing, taking you over, burning up your will, your thoughts, your mind, everything. You become lust, you become pleasure. You become aware of a tiny voice begging and pleading shamelessly, begging. Part of you is fascinated, agreeing with the voice, agreeing with all the perverted, demeaning, humiliating things it begs for. Part of you is ashamed, burning with humiliation from just hearing those things. And a very tiny part of you, just a very, very tiny part of you, realizes it is your voice. You keep begging him shamelessly, out of control, begging him for the most perverted things you can think of, as wave after wave after wave of intense hot pleasure sears through your body, burning away everything, burning away every thought, every memory, your mind, your thoughts, you. Turning you into pure, unadulterated lust, need, and heat. And then he lets go of you, grabs your hair, steps to the side, and pulls you forward, so you land on your hands and feet. And then he's there, instantly over you. You feel his hot, furry body pushing you down. You feel his hand clamping around your throat, holding you against him. And then you feel his cock brushing up against your ass, finding its way to your asshole, and then slowly forcing itself into you. Ever so slowly forcing its way into you, forcing its cock deeper and deeper into your ass, forcing his knot into your ass, and then it swells up, locking him into you, and he's beginning to fuck you hard, fear, fucking you hard, aggressive fear, rapid bursts of thrust, fucking your ass. You can feel his cum seeping from his cock, filling your ass, filling you up more and more as he fucks you aggressively, fucks you hard, fucks you fear. You feel his hand around your throat, you feel the other hand in your hair, holding you tight, holding you up against him as he fucks you hard and fast and brutal. Feeling much more animalistic, much more fear than the first time. He's just fucking you with wild abandon, fucking you like a wild animal. And then he's forcing your head down as he keeps fucking you, forcing your head down to the ground. And then you feel his hot breath in your neck, breathing down into your neck, hot. You feel his teeth on the back of your neck. You can feel he's fighting with his predator side, with a wild animal inside him. He's barely in control as he fucks you hard and fierce and fast and brutal, fucking you into the ground, filling you with more and more cum. Fucking you hard and fast and brutal, rapid bursts of thrust as you feel his hot breath on the back of your neck, you feel his teeth on the back of your neck, you feel him breathing into your ear, his hot breath, you can hear him growling in wild abandon, lust. You know he's barely in control, this is just an animal part of him as he's fucking you hard, fucking you brutal, fucking you fast, feral and hard, pounding your ass more and more, faster and harder. Pumping more and more cum into you, and can already feel the cum having an effect on your body, all the hormones in the cum changing you, affecting you, doing things to you, but you don't care. You just care for him fucking you hard and animalistic and wild like a beast, like an animal, just fucking you harder and faster. And then you can feel him pushing your face down, pushing your head down with both of his paws, pushing you down into the ground. And then he rips his cock from your ass. A wave of pain explodes from your ass as he rips his cock out of you, as he rips his nut out of you. But even before you're able to scream, you feel his cock slamming back into your pussy. Slamming deep into your pussy, and your wave of pleasure explodes inside your body, explodes inside your mind, taking away all of your thoughts, blanking out your mind as you lose yourself in lust. As he slams deep into your pussy, nodding into your pussy, and he's fucking you hard, fucking you fast, fucking you animalistic and feral, ramming himself inside of you, still holding your head down, still holding your head down into the ground, forcing you down into the ground while he fucks you wild, fucks you like an animal. You are his bitch, you can feel it deep inside of you as he fucks you as wave after wave after wave of pleasure explodes inside your body, wiping away all of your thoughts, wiping away all of your mind as wave after wave after wave of pleasure explodes inside your body, explodes inside your mind as he fucks you harder and harder and harder. You're feeling growling over you, howling over you, losing itself into wild animalistic lust as he fucks you harder and more aggressive, pummeling into you faster and faster, rapid bursts of thrust, fucking you like an animal. You feel his cum flooding your pussy even more, pumping more of his viril sperm into you, making sure that he breeds you, making sure that you're pregnant, as he's fucking you harder and harder and faster, you can feel your mind shattering, you can feel your mind breaking, you can feel yourself losing against the wolf, giving up to the wolf, giving yourself to him completely, the last resistance, your last will are breaking, are shattering, are destroyed by him as he fucks you, brutally fast, feral, animalistic, wild, more and more harder and faster and stronger, pummeling into you, stronger, more brutal, more wild, more animalistic, feral, fucking you hard, fucking you so hard and fast and rapid, while you feel yourself breaking completely, you feel your will shattering, you feel your control shattering, you are his bitch, as he fucks you harder and harder, pumps his hot sperm into you, his virile sperm into you, breeding you, fucking you, using you, impregnating you, fucking you hard and wild and lost and abandoned, fucking you just like a wild animal, full of feral rage, just using you, pounding you. And before he loses himself into a wild, earth-shattering, loud howl, he says, "Come for me." And you explode in wild lust as he pumps cum into you, as he explodes into you, filling you with more and more and more of his hot cum. You can feel wave after wave of lust exploding into your body. You can feel your body shuddering, spasming as he comes into you, his hot cum being pumped into you more and more, forcing his cock out of your pussy, more and more cum being spilled all over you as you lose yourself to the sensation, as you spasm, as more and more lust overwhelms your body completely and totally. As you come hard, as you explode for him, as you feel his cum inside you, feel his cum all over you as you slump down to the ground, completely helpless, completely powerless, completely weak, just falling down to the ground, sinking down. He sinks down onto you, his hot, furry body over you, pushing you down into the ground, your face still in the ground. As you slowly come down from the highs, all the lust, all the pleasure, all the lust fades away, post-orgasmic bliss takes over your mind as you fade away into this bliss, into the afterglow, as everything around you darkens more and more. You feel his hot body over you, pushing you down. You feel his control over you, pushing you down. You feel his cum inside of you, changing you, controlling you. You feel yourself fading away, slowly, more and more, fading away into darkness, fading. When you wake up again, you're in your cabin. You have no idea how you got there. You're lying in the bed, and everything that you had in your pockets is on the table. You're in your cabin, alone. You stand up, you're still covered with all the wolf sperm. Dried by now, can feel it inside of you. You know that he has impregnated you. You know that you are his bitch. So stand up and look into the mirror. Your hair wild and tangled. Your whole body covered with cum. You're dirty. You feel lost and dazed. There are wild patterns drawn onto your face. With blood, with his blood, you feel so dazed, so confused, so mindless, so submissive, missing the wolf, craving the wolf, craving for him to return. And you know, you're carrying his seed. You know he has impregnated you. You know you're carrying his babies. And now it's time. Time for you to come back to the waking world. Allow everything that happened here to become a vivid memory. When you're back to the waking world, you will remember every detail vividly, realistically, just as if you really experienced it. And I will count up from 1 to 10, and with each number, the memories will become more vivid, more real. And when I reach 10, you will not only be wide awake, but also feel as if you really experienced it. 0, go a little bit deeper. And 1, coming back. 2, drifting back up to the surface. 3, more and more awake. 4, more and more alert. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, coming back more and more. And 7, your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything normalizes. Your muscles build up tension again. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers to completely come back. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Like the last time, a continuation of this story depends on the kind of feedback I get. I really hope you enjoyed this little fantasy. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.